Blair Sefcik from Minnesota, and she is also going to talk about changing childhood lead exposures in Minnesota.
Yeah, thank you. So I'm Blair Sefcik, environmental epidemiologist with Minnesota's tracking program. And this work is a result of a collaboration between the Minnesota Tracking Program and the Minnesota Lead and Healthy Homes Program at the Minnesota Department of Health. So I'll be talking about environmental public health tracking indicators to describe the changing landscape of childhood lead exposure in Minnesota. So I'm talking about lead in people versus lead in candy. This project was an effort of a group of grantees of the National Environmental Public Health Tracking Program, and I'm just showing you this map quickly to show you the current network of grantees across the country. There are 26 states and one city. So the new reference level for childhood lead. An elevated blood lead level, an EBLL, was previously defined by the CDC as a level of 10 micrograms of lead per deciliter of blood. And it was recently lowered to 5 to identify children with levels much higher than most. The National Tracking Network's lead team developed new indicators of childhood lead exposure prompted by this change in the reference level, and we needed to update our method, which was previously analyzing 10 and above results first. Is that me?
Okay. No.
And then separately finding children with results between 5 and 10. The goal was to analyze all EBLLs together in one process, looking at children with results 5 and above simultaneously. We knew that tacking on the 5 to 10 steps was misclassifying children, but we didn't know exactly how.
Not you.
So to give you some context, here's what the landscape of childhood lead exposure looks like in Minnesota. This chart shows the proportion of children with elevated blood lead levels by birth year among children tested before they turned 3 years old. There are two trend lines, one representing the historical reference level of 10 and above. The second trend line begins with the 2008 birth cohort and represents the new reference level of 5. Most recently, you'll see that 1.1% of children born in 2011 and tested before the age of 3 had an EBLL, or about 11 children per 1,000. This is a good time to point out Minnesota is a targeted blood lead testing state, meaning we test children with risk factors for lead exposure and don't do universal screening. So Minnesota was one of the lead team members that used our own lead surveillance data to help choose the best analysis method for the team. And we're also one of the states that lowered our definition of an elevated result to 5 micrograms per deciliter to correspond with the CDC, which we did in mid-2011. During this project, the 2010 birth year was our most complete cohort of children, so that's the data we used to drive our feedback. The cohort included a sample size of 56,355 children born in 2010, tested for blood lead by the age of 3. So about 81% of children were tested by age 3 in this cohort, and we saw higher testing coverage in the metro and northeast regions of our state. Those children tend to have more risk factors, like they live in older housing with lead-based paint. Here's our piloting results. So the first set of columns, I think I have a pointer. Here we go. The first set of columns show the number of children that were classified into each blood lead level category using the old method, where 5 to 10 was analyzed later and separately. The second set of columns shows the new method. You can see from the columns labeled difference that there are over 400 children reclassified into a different blood lead level category using the new method, or about 1% of the cohort. The absolute change, the greatest absolute change that occurred was in the unconfirmed column. Unconfirmed means a child had a single capillary test or a finger prick and not a venous test or a blood draw. Some of these changes in this data table seem small in magnitude, but they in fact have a big impact on our story. For example, where a child moves out of the less than 5 category into the 5 to 10 category, just one step higher, that child is now an EBLL. And these are the changes we found using Minnesota's 2010 birth cohort only, so it's a single birth year for just our state. We determined using our results that the new method classifies children into blood level categories more appropriately. As a result of the lead team's work and Minnesota's feedback, the lead team formally proposed the new indicators to the content work group early this year. The National Tracking Network then voted in these new indicators, and in April, they collected the new data from grantees during the childhood lead data submission window as part of the network's set of nationally consistent data and measures. The national network will soon start displaying these childhood lead poisoning indicators on their data portal, as will Minnesota. We're actually going to launch fresh childhood lead exposure content and data on our state's data portal any day now, fingers crossed. And this is my contact information if you'd like to learn more about Minnesota's data portal, the childhood lead poisoning methods, or about the tracking network in general. Thank you.